as they come to your town and we beat your team.
You're now tuned in to one of the realest sports podcasts for Kentucky basketball.
Three in the air. Good again!
And football.
The Kentucky defense steps up again.
Just an opinionated Kentucky sports fan podcast.
Maybe that's a Kentucky accent.
With Jay Hayes and J.D. Hall. Woo! This is what we do.
Let's go!
Religiously Kentucky.
What is up? I'm your guy, Jay Hayes, and he is...
his voice of reason, J.D. Hall.
And that's a fact. So, yeah. Hey, Big Blue Nation. Short sabbatical is what you called it, right?
Yeah, sabbatical.
Yeah. Moving, people on vacation, and...
It was good.
I'm kind of like... upset this morning though a little bit because I got a damn ticket for parking the wrong way.
I saw that.
But I didn't even know that was a thing.
I've never gotten a ticket like that, but I also don't normally park facing the wrong way.
is there a wrong way? on a two-way street, is there a wrong way?
I don't know how that works. Like, I don't know.
He's a habitual line stepper.
So they're okay with me going, pulling down a little bit and doing a U-turn.
Right.
And parking the right way. Or
parking the right way.
Supposedly the right way.
When I was a kid, we lived at the house we lived in, I don't know, when I was 6, 7, 8 years old. The section of street that I lived on was a one-way street.
Right.
The next intersection, it went two-way. So what my dad would do, he would turn onto the two-way and then back down the one-way to the house.
Wow.
Which was like three houses down from the corner. And that's how he would get back to our house. Instead of driving around the block.
Right.
That's what he did.
So now I know. I know. I just want to say whoever gave me that ticket though is petty as hell. that's petty, bro.
He was bored.
Like,
he was bored.
Come on, man. That's just
end of the
ticket is 20 bucks.
End of the month quota, but it's, you know, the first week of July. So that doesn't work.
You know, that happened. But you went on vacation. How was that?
I went on vacation. Yeah, we went down to Florida. It wasn't bad. We went down to that area last year. And the house we stayed at this year, it was nicer than the house we stayed at last year. The house we stayed at last year was great. Like, it wasn't that it was a shithole or anything like that.
Right.
But this house was nicer. Like, the dock was nicer. You know, everything about it was just a little bit better.
Right.
It also cost twice as much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you would expect that. But we weren't as big of fans of... the area where the house was. It was 45 minutes, 40 minutes to the beach. You know, it was just a really congested traffic area when you got off our street. We were more isolated at the other house because there was two empty lots, one on each side of us. So we were more isolated from everybody. But we were also, it was half the time to the beach. It was 15, 20 minutes maybe to the beach. You know, there were other places we could go to fish and do stuff like that.
Right.
You know, kayak and all that stuff that wasn't a 45 minute drive to do.
Right.
You know, it was a 10 or 15 minute drive to do.
Exactly.
So if we go back down there next year, we'll probably end up back in the same area we were last year. But no, it was great. You know, sitting by the pool,
bourbon. I seen some glasses of bourbon.
I drank quite a bit of bourbon. Right. Especially that first night when we did Spaces. Whoo!
Yeah, feeling good.
I was on a little bit of a run that night.
Right,
TB was wanting to mute me a couple of times.
Right, right. That's when you park the wrong way in front of your house.
That's when I would park the wrong way in front of my house. I tried Costco's bourbon. It wasn't too bad.
Right.
You know, it was pretty good. Now, granted, I'm not a bourbon aficionado or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm not going out and spending $150 on a bottle of bourbon.
Right. You know? Right. I got it.
But, you know, for what I would spend on a bottle of bourbon and for only being 20 bucks, wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
So,
all the good stuff.
I almost finished it off. So.
Hell yeah. Feeling good. I go on vacation in a couple weeks.
Right. That's what you said.
Yeah.
So. that's kind of why I wanted to jump back in here, so we weren't, you know, people didn't forget about us.
Yeah.
You know?
They're
new and all. We we don't want to lose what little following we have already.
Yeah. Man, those four people are here to stay, bro. I'll tell you.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, that's good. But hey, back. There's nothing going on Kentucky sports wise, but there's a hell of a lot of news out there.
Right.
We got Davion Mintz is back.
Davion Mintz is back, which, you know, me and you have talked all offseason, and I always leaned towards both him and Keion Brooks both coming back this year. You know, were there times where I was a little less confident in what was going to happen? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But then the NIL dropped, and it was almost immediately after that happened, Davion Mintz announces he's coming back.
Right.
You know, and I think it was earlier that day, the University of Kentucky was starting to put out the Cameo account for the players.
Yeah.
And they put Davion out with them. So you had to kind of think right then, wow, is he actually coming back, or are they just doing it because he hasn't announced that he's officially leaving yet?
Right. I will say that I was one of the people that said, don't worry, he's coming back.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a tweet of Calipari wishing Mintz happy birthday. And I think he said something like, I'm always here for you. Right. Oh, I'm here for you, kid, or something like that. And people ran with it and was like, oh, he's gone. He's gone. I said, no, he's not. He's not. He's coming back.
Taking that tweet alone, you got to think. Well, he probably told Cal, you know what? I'm gone. I'm going to go ahead and go move on and go on to the next level, wherever that was.
Right.
You know, just if you look at that tweet. But again, you got to think. He didn't get the experience that he thought he was going to get last year.
Right.
He had a hell of a season for what it was, for what they had to deal with as players.
Yeah.
And he's in a 2-year master's program.
Facts.
And
facts.
Now the NIL.
Right.
And now the NIL. So we had a little bit of a conversation about the NIL when I was driving back until cell service dropped.
Yeah. Shitty Georgia.
You know, I think it was still Florida then.
Oh, yeah. Back shitty Florida.
Yeah. Shitty Florida. I told my wife, I'm going to blame the governor. Because like, as soon as we passed into Georgia, like we were listening to a podcast on Amazon Music. And as soon as we passed into Georgia, the shit started working fine.
Wow.
It was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Really? Like 30 miles and it makes a difference? But anyway, whole another story. And then, like, we talked about this. Like, I know you're in a camp that you don't think that the money's going to be as big as what some of these other people are talking about.
Right.
You know, and we talked about Master P's son. Granted, Master P's son going HBCU, that has an influence on how much money he's going to get.
You will not see that at an HBCU no more. Maybe from one player. Maybe. Mikey. Maybe. That's it.
Right. Unless you have a guy like, you know, if Jalen Durham was going to an HBCU.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or a superstar.
You're gonna have to have like a top 5, top 10 player.
Right.
Go HBCU to get that type of contract. He got it because of who he was.
Yeah, his dad.
We both agree on that.
Yes,
we both agree on that. But it's still 4 years, $2 million for a college kid.
Right.
So,
and I'm all with. And let me say real quick, I'm all with that. Get that right. back.
No,
I'm just saying that he got it. His dad, you know, masterpiece, entrepreneur, rapper. Right.
Right. He got it because of who he was. It's just an example of how much money that is possibly out there for these kids, especially as top level guys.
Yeah.
Whether it's a high school recruit or a top level star that's already in college basketball, there's going to be a lot of money out there for them.
Right.
You know, Kellen Grady signed that deal with iSlide to have his own shoe line of slides. You know, these Cameo accounts, you know, they're only $25, $35. But if you have 10,000 people,
adds up. Yeah.
It adds up. These kids aren't stupid.
Right.
They know how to use social media. They know how to do this stuff. There's going to be a lot of money out there for these kids to supplement the money they're already getting from the school for their scholarship, travel, stuff like that.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of money out there. And these top level guys, these top 5, top 10 guys, that money that they're going to be able to get, I believe is going to rival what the G League and the NBL and this overtime elite and these places are going to be able or going to want to pay these players coming out of high school because they're already a known name. They're already a known quantity of basketball talent. There's nothing that they've got to build up because it's already there.
Yeah. They have their brand.
Right.
And a lot of these high school kids already have their brand from social media.
Right.
I mean,
was it Hagans or somebody a couple of years ago coming in? Maybe it wasn't Hagans, already had a logo made up. Oh, Darren, I think it was Darren Fox, wasn't it? Already had a logo made up coming out of high school. So these kids know what they're doing coming out, you know, or maybe it was Tyrese Maxey. Whatever it was one of these guys the last few years coming out of high school already had a logo made up for shirts.
Yeah.
Because they're already starting to brand themselves,
right?
Because they know where they're going to be in a couple of years,
right? Let's you talk know, about so. Some of the Kentucky guys that have somewhat of deals. I don't, you know, I didn't see any money amounts, but Josh Ali signed with Keen Water,
right? Yep.
Will Levis,
yeah, Will Levis, Nick Scalzo, Brennan Canada, all with Barstool.
Athletics, but let's see. There was no money amount with that.
Right.
What I saw from Dave Portnoy was free pizza, free access to parties, and free merchandise.
But here's the thing. You're affiliated with Barstool.
Right. Now,
I'm not a Barstool guy. I think Dave Portnoy is a piece of shit.
But they're huge. Right.
And some of the things that he has done during the pandemic and with this, you can't deny that he did a good thing.
Right.
Because you can be a piece of shit and still do good things.
Right. Exactly.
So what he did for small business during the pandemic was great. What he's doing for these athletes that aren't top guys. If you go down and search the hashtag Barstool athlete on Twitter, it wasn't all these top end guys. It was lacrosse. It was hockey. It was baseball. Yep. It was walk-ons like Brennan Canada. Yeah. You know, it wasn't these guys that had a big time exposure or big time sports or athletic programs behind them as far as basketball or football.
Right.
It was other guys that were a tier or three down.
Right.
When you're talking about the sports.
And let me say, Barstool Athletics didn't reach out to none of these guys. They had an application that you filled out and was, you know, and Dave was pretty much like, yeah. And he, you know, was on record saying, if you pretty much wink at me, I'm going to sign you. So, I mean,
right. No. And I get it. But looking at it from these kids' perspective,
right?
We're now affiliated with Barstool Sports,
right? Helps build their brand.
We've got that whole following behind us now to help us with this NIL. You know, so props to Barstool and Dave Portnoy for doing something like that, even if it was an application. Which, when you think about it, like these agents and stuff, a lot of times they're going and they're pitching an athlete or celebrity to a company to sponsor. Right. So that's kind of like an application when you're putting your name to that company and they're not coming to you for that. You know, so you have agents that are doing the same type of thing, obviously on a completely different level when you're talking about the money that's involved that way and nothing being involved here. But it's kind of the same situation and thing as that, where you have somebody that's repping for these players to get an endorsement or whatever, or sign something to be affiliated with the company.
Right.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah. You know, and Dante Allen signed with what?
I was just going to say that.
Players Trunk.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
you know, as soon as that came out, my son was like, I'm buying a shirt. And I was like, okay, you buy a shirt, you're buying me one. Just buy
one. Yeah. You know? I mean, so yeah, I mean, they're making money and I'm all for that, man. I mean,
it's different. Like Buddy Boeheim signed with Players Trunk too, but Players Trunk has a licensee agreement with Syracuse. So he can put the Syracuse logo on his stuff.
Right.
Dante can't do that, but it's different. Being at Syracuse, you've got to be able to rep that orange. You've got to be able to put that Syracuse logo on your stuff, or you're not going to get the same level of support that what Dante is going to get being in Kentucky and being from Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know, so he doesn't necessarily need the UK logo on his shirts to sell merchandise. Buddy Boeheim probably needs that Syracuse logo on his shirt to sell more stuff.
Right. And shout out to a guy that I know, Jason Epperson. He owns Epic Films. And I did see that Brandon Canada signed with them too. So and he's nice. He's a local guy who makes film. He does all the the Cash Daniel and Benny Snell commercial. Have you seen those?
I haven't seen it. No.
He does those.
I live like 5 hours away.
Right.
So I'm not playing that stuff on my local TV.
Right. So he does those and he did the Sixth Man.
Okay. Yeah. I have the Sixth Man. I own that. So.
And I'm pretty sure that he did the documentary of the 96 team. I'm not for sure on that totally, but I think he had something to do with that. But shout out to him for, you know, putting his business in and saying, hey, yeah, we'll pick you up and, you know, and support. So, I mean, the money's out there to make, and a lot of these kids, like we said already, have brands that are huge, man. Some of these kids are going to make a lot of money.
Especially at schools like Kentucky.
Yeah.
Who have that large, extremely rabid fan base that the University of Kentucky has, especially for sports like Kentucky or like basketball and like football. You know, the fan base is there.
Yeah.
And there's no competition in the state of Kentucky for college athletics.
Right.
It's not like you go down to the University of Miami where you've got the Heat, you've got baseball, you've got the Dolphins. Like, you've got these this competition for money,
yeah,
for sponsorships. You've, yeah, got the Tampa Bay Lightning. You know, so you've got these pro sports teams spread all throughout the state of Florida. You know, same thing with North Carolina. You know, you got the Hornets, you have the Hurricane. You know, so they're schools like Kentucky. You know, you're talking about the University of South Carolina. You talk about University of Kansas. You talk about, you know, Louisville, as much as we hate to say it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have that pro sports team that's there to take money away. So you've got a lot more options as a player at a college in those states and those programs to make that money.
Yeah.
So there's not going to be an athletic department in the country who's going to be able to leverage the NIL better than the University of Kentucky if they're 100% committed to it. Which, if you look at the tweets from Cal and Stoops, they're absolutely 100% committed to it. Mitch Barnhart was a little bit of a different situation when he came out, but you, being the athletic director, you can't just be like, I don't think you can be all gung ho and just throw caution to the wind at that time. Cause that's not, and that's not what Mitch Barnhart is. You know, I think he just took that measured approach to what was going to happen because nobody knew anything at that point when he did his press conference.
Yeah.
Nothing. So I don't think fans should worry about what Mitch said in his press conference. Look at what your coaches are doing. Look at what your coaches are saying.
Yeah.
Especially coaches like Stoops and Cal, who have so much pull over the athletic department.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing. And a lot of people are, I mean, like, I've seen a lot of conversations that are like, you know, well, then these players are making money, then they need to take the scholarship. They can pay for their own school. I've seen it all, you know.
And that's a dumb, idiotic take to say because, okay, then make every student that's on scholarship at a university, whether it's academic or whatever, make them pay for their scholarship once they start making money too in school.
Right. What if it's a superstar and he's making millions?
I don't care. You're going to have people that are doing research that are getting grants for hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? So why can they do that with their name and their image and their likeness, but an athlete can't, even though they're on the same type of scholarship? They're on a scholarship to the university for their education.
Right.
Right. So the fact that an athlete has been restricted by the NCAA to be able to go out and make money has always been ridiculous. Has always been dumb when every other student who's on a scholarship at a school can do whatever the hell they want outside of the school to make money.
Yeah.
Right. So it's been long overdue for the NCAA to get rid of this whole NIL restriction.
Yeah. I was mad that the NCAA wouldn't let Benny Snell put his rap CD out.
Right.
He
released it. Like, what, he released a video or whatever, and they're like, hey, dude, you need to take that down.
Right, right. That upset me. I'm like, what?
It was down like 2 hours later.
Yeah.
You know, so imagine how much money Benny Snell would have made in his 3 years at Kentucky.
Oh, man.
The Snell, yeah. You know, the CD and all that stuff. Imagine that. Like, you know, so I'm all for.
So former players are going to be a little bit salty. You know, so especially the guys with, you know, had pretty big brands, you know.
Right.
Snell, yeah, was one of them.
But I think they may be a little salty, but not at the players themselves.
No.
They're all going to be like, go get it. Get as much money as you can. Do as much as you can. Make as much as you can.
Yeah, salty toward the NCAA, you know.
Right. I'm waiting for, you know, for some of these players to start doing their autograph tours.
Yeah.
You know. They had to wait until they had signed with an agent and said they weren't coming back to do that before.
Yeah.
Wait till a basketball player is doing it during football season.
Yeah. Have you had any players follow you recently? Now, I have noticed that, like, players are starting to follow people now.
I didn't want to say this, but yet we
I want you to say it.
we may be having some a pretty high profile player from the University of Kentucky joining us for next week.
Right.
I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, don't spoil it. Don't spoil.
But yes, I've been in contact with a pretty high profile player for the University of Kentucky. I'm not going to say what sport, but he is coming on to record with us on Sunday, which will be out with the following podcast. We're going to record a segment with him because it works for his schedule and lifting and all that stuff. So
right. And this is like the welcome back podcast. You know, we're just having a conversation and then we're going to get into it here in a couple of weeks. And then we're going to take a week off from my vacation.
Right.
But yeah, it would be quick. But have you been followed by any players?
I believe he did follow me. I think I had another football player. Well, I probably just gave it away. I had a football player follow me. I haven't had any basketball players follow me.
No, not yet. But I've noticed that they've reached out, which is crazy to me that they had, you know, I mean, I get it, and they're building brands, but let's not forget that the fans are very important. The fans buy the tickets. They buy the shoes. Mm-hmm. They buy the jerseys. They make your brand, pretty much.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
I think there will be a time where these players will start following people that have podcasts like us.
Yeah.
You know, granted, we're not anything huge yet, but
we've had a couple big names follow the podcast. I will say
every little bit that you can get your name out there as a player helps you.
Yeah. Right?
So, and you know, I saw Justin Rogers was tweeting out yesterday, you know, wanting to hook up with people. I didn't tweet him. I didn't tweet back to him.
I have.
I saw Travis Graff did. And then he immediately DM'd Travis Graff about it. So, you know, and we threw around a crazy idea of making some shirts or whatever, some apparel with our logo on it and a player.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's absolutely, it's crazy for us to be talking about that because we don't have a brand.
Right.
Widely known yet.
We're building our brand.
We're building it. You know, we threw that out there, you know, that when we were having that talk on the way back from Florida. So I think there's going to be things that smaller people like us are going to be able to do with some of these players too.
Right. And I will, you know, even I'll throw this out there too.
Talk about their stuff.
I'll throw this out there too. Any player, any sport are more than welcome to come on Religiously Kentucky and
absolutely.
And shout out whatever you want,
whatever your brand is. Come
build
on,
your brand, because Religiously Kentucky is all about you getting that bag. We are not hating on that. Go get that money.
Get as much as you can. Yes.
Brought to you by Religiously Kentucky, Jay Hayes and JD Hall. But yeah, I mean, like, I'm all for it and I'm excited about it, but you know, the fans mean a lot. And I don't want to say that players didn't know that. But now they don't have to ask the university, say, hey, can I talk to him or her, or, you know, so that helps us out.
Which was a question I posed to the player that I'm talking about. Like, I don't know what the university's policies are with this, but if you want to come on with us and talk about your stuff or whatever, great. Like, and he didn't even question. He was like, yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So
I'm all in. So I'm excited. We got some good stuff coming up. A lot of, and other things going up. Madison Lilly, SEC player of the year.
SEC athlete of the year.
Yeah. Big. So, I mean, Kentucky's been doing.
She's up for an ESPY too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, like, Kentucky is doing the damn thing, and we're getting close to football. We're getting close to basketball. everything sort of kind of being normal, you know, football tailgating is going to be going on 100% capacity. Yeah, it's going great. Other than everything going great, I'm not doing too well right now because I just moved and getting things set up, and I'm on this little stool, and I don't know if you heard it cracking, but I'm
about to kind of stand up.
I mean, like, my day has started shitty, man. A ticket, and then, you know, and now I'm on this little stool, and it's like, it could go any time now, and if it does, I'm going to release that footage of me falling out here.
And you know, I put this video out on our Facebook page, and I put it out on Twitter on my page, and we now have a YouTube page for Religiously Kentucky. We're going to start doing more live stuff, live video and stuff like that. It may not be every episode, but maybe it will be. If people like it, we'll do it every episode, do a live video, live feed of it. But another thing that me and him are talking about is end of August, the week before football season starts, doing a remote for me and him to record, me and him. I hate this reverse camera thing.
Right.
Me and him to record an episode together live down in Lexington. So
Yeah. If
you're in Lexington and you're a fan of ours and you listen to the podcast, come out to wherever we're going to be doing it and join us for that podcast. It's probably going to be August 25th, I think, is what the date that I think is going to work the best.
Right.
So,
I mean, I want to say if you show up, I'll buy drinks and food and stuff. I mean, because I can pay for like three or four people's stuff, you know.
And, I mean, if we're being honest, that'll probably be all that show up from Lexington, three or four people. You know, the majority of our fans, like, we had what?
They're all over.
Like, what was it, France you told me about?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Japan, like, everywhere.
Like, it was cool. You know, so, but no, if you guys want to come out and, like, you can ask us questions and, you know, whatever, and we'll try and do what we can to answer stuff or just hang out, you know?
Yeah.
So we don't know where it's going to be yet, but I think Jay's working on that, or maybe we'll just do it at Lex Live, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We're right down there in the bar there.
Yeah. Yeah. If they'll let us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, we're Religiously Kentucky, man. Oh, okay. Okay. But yeah, man. Maybe
police video of us saying, "Don't you know who we are?"
Yeah. So
getting escorted and thrown out.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm excited about, I mean, the NIL, I'm excited about this name, image, and likeness for the players. Yeah. It opens up a lot for you and I. So,
right.
We're going to have some great shows coming up as we gear up for football season and then get ready for basketball season. Crazy predictions coming.
Back with more of the dumbest shit on Twitter.
The dumbest shit on Twitter segments are going to be wild because there's all kinds of dumb, crazy stuff on Twitter.
And once the season starts, you know how crazy people are going to get.
Oh.
Yeah, so even more dumb shit out there. So, like, we're going to be ramping back up to doing some good things. And next week, our guest, you know, we've had him on before, so Justin Rowland will be back on with us.
Yeah. To drop that knowledge. He's always got the best insight, and he's so, he's super cool, like, super cool and humble. Just, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to that. I always like talking to him. I always joke with these guys, and sometimes I'm like, I hope they know that I'm just kidding. But I think they do. They see my Twitter stuff, and I'm like, okay, he clowns a lot. But I always have fun with it.
I'm going to have to do some reading next Tuesday on Justin's stuff that he's putting out, because, you know, he puts out all these links, and I'm like, yeah, I like that. I'm going to go back and read that. And then I never do.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'll go back like a week later and I'll end up reading three different articles or you know, message board updates that he put out or Travis put out or David put out. And, you know, I'm sitting there for like half an hour scrolling through Rivals looking for their posts that I missed, you know. So I told him I'm going to have to do some reading so that I'm at least a little caught up and a little up to date to what's going on. Because we all know how crazy football recruiting is when you're talking about how many, you know, you bring in, you're going to bring in 20 to 27 kids every year. So you're throwing out 50, 60 scholarship offers, you know. So football recruiting is a little bit crazy. So it's harder for me to kind of see that and follow it. But
a lot going on with football. And Justin is the man. Yeah. To talk to, he would drop some serious knowledge on you. So as we gear up for the seasons, football and basketball, what are your predictions? Big Blue Nation, what are your predictions? Right. How do you see basketball and football seasons going? Are you optimistic? I am. Stay tuned for the stay tuned for the crazy predictions. Have fun with it, man, and enjoy it. And whatever you do, don't park the wrong way on your
don't
street.
Park the wrong way in your street.
But yeah,
driveway.
Big Blue Nation, welcome back to Religiously Kentucky. Man, we look forward to this. And welcome back. I'm your guy Jay Hayes, and he is
JD Hall,
and we are Religiously Kentucky.
This was another episode of Religiously Kentucky.
It was great. Thanks for the hospitality.
If you liked this episode, make sure to give us a like and subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes and our opinionated take on the world of Kentucky sports. Religiously Kentucky.